Hey guys, it's S. Anthony. This is the S. Anthony Thomas Show. You know, let's just get right into it because I'm thinking about something that happened to me before and something that happened to a friend of mine. I was hanging out at a friend of mine's house, and I'm one of those people that leaves way earlier than other people because I love being the guy where they're going, oh man, S, you gotta go. Oh man, I want them always talking about how they wish S could stay longer. I love being that guy, right? Because if you're that guy, when you show up, you get the Norm from Cheers treatment. I walk in, hey, S is here. Hey, oh, hey, S, what's going on, man? What's going on, S? Yo, hey, I like that. And when I leave, oh, come on, man. Oh, I love that crap. Because I don't like to overstay my welcome. I don't like to overuse favors. I don't like to be a pain in the buttocks. Now, I talked to one of my podcasts. I don't know which one it was. One of that, because I have two, but I don't know which one I did it on. But I talked about how there are times when evil will come into your life. You'll see it on the news. You see just a regular group of people just doing regular people things. They're not doing anything weird. They're not in a tough neighborhood driving down the street slowly with dark tinted windows. None of that. They're just going about their business, and then something evil or horrible will happen to them. You see them on 48 Hours and shows of that nature. You see, she was a cheerleader and he was a cheerleader. They just got back from feeding the homeless, and then John Smith showed up, and then something horrible happens to them. And you're like, oh, why he ate them? What the heck? That type of crap. Now, the odds of that happening are ridiculous. But it did happen because evil came into these innocent people's lives. Oh, no. But sometimes pain in the buttocks shows up in people's lives. And there's a bigger chance, a higher chance. Oh, it's going to absolutely happen to your chance of having someone who's a pain in the buttocks show up in your life and do some pain in the buttocks. Things. Why? Because they're huge pains in the buttocks. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, I said I don't want to be someplace longer than necessary. I want people to be glad I'm coming, and I want people to be sorry that I'm leaving. But there are some people who just don't get it. You ever just have a person come to your house? They're not a relative. They're a friend of a friend or a friend of a relative or something like that. They're close enough to you where you don't mind them in the house, but usually when they're there with someone else. But some of these people just don't get it. I remember being at a place at a friend's house where I was staying. And keep in mind, like I said, I always leave earlier. And this time they wanted me to stay and they wouldn't let me go. So I was like, okay, this time this is a close friend of mine. This dude, I literally could sleep at this dude's house. He's cool. I'm going to stay longer. And we're close enough where he would literally go, love you, man, but get out, because I've done that to him. Right? When I had stuff to do and I needed everybody to get out. So it was cool. So we're sitting there talking, and there was a whole bunch of people at his house. It was a barbecue. I'm close enough where I showed up early, helped him set up, did some cooking. He was like, it was my boy. It was cool. You know, other friends of ours, you know, his other homies, they cooked too. We're friends, but this is like our brother. We were that close, right? So if we stayed, he wouldn't care. In fact, he got mad, man, why you leave, man? It's like that. So he didn't care if I was there. But I know my friend well enough, and I know he's a nice enough guy where he wouldn't be mean or unfair to someone. I know it, but I know him well enough to know how he thinks. I know his facial expressions, the same way you would know your friend's facial expressions or your brother's facial expressions. I know when he's getting annoyed, just like he knows that I'm getting annoyed. And just like some of my other friends, we have little signals, little facial expressions and looks that we give to each other that are the equivalent of the Iliad and the Odyssey, the equivalent of a telephone book, if you remember with telephone books, the equivalent of a whole gigantic Harry Potter book worth of information in a look, because we're that close as friends and we've known each other that long. And I saw the look on his face, and I saw who he was looking at, and he was looking at a friend of a friend who is close enough to be in his house, but not close enough to be there when the other person leaves, and the person that brought him left. But there was still a lot of people there, so that's not a big deal. But then these other people began to peel away and peel away and peel away. And now there are only a handful of people there. And the handful of people there included his close buddies and maybe a couple other people, whatever. And he's wondering why that guy's still there. And the only thing that was left was just him and his close buddies, which included me. And that guy was still there. And it wasn't like we were having conversations with the guy. He's off in the corner there somewhere. He's looking at a TV by himself, going to the refrigerator and just grabbing stuff out of the refrigerator. Now, during the course of the party, even those of us that know the guy said, "Hey, man, you got, well, I don't drink beer." I said, "You got any more sodas?" "Yeah, man." And he would say, "Man, what do you, get in there and get a daggone soda. What you asking for?" Once a person does that, you're cool, right? And even, like I said, even I, who I know he would get annoyed if I asked him, "Do you have any more sodas?" "Man, what are you asking for, man?" And he would tell me to get off my butt and get one. This guy was just walking in and grabbing stuff out of the refrigerator, right? Now, if it was just the sodas that were for the people in the party, that's fine. But he started to grab... Have you ever put something in your refrigerator and an intelligent person would look in the refrigerator and just know, by being an aware human being, by not being a child, by understanding human nature, you can look in a person's refrigerator and you can just tell that there's some stuff off to the back in the right that is cordoned off, right? The guy's got a jar of mayonnaise next to it, a jar of mustard around it, a jar of ketchup. It's obviously cornered off and there's condiments around it that aren't open, because he's basically saying to everybody with some sense not to touch that crap, but this guy touched that crap. It was his beloved wine coolers. He didn't like people touching his wine coolers. I didn't even touch his wine coolers. I would accept the wine cooler when he handed it to me, but I wouldn't touch his wine coolers. And as close as I am and was to that guy at the time, if I took a wine cooler, he'd be like, "Come on, man." And that's all I'd get. But this guy was a friend of his for 20 years or whatever it was at the time. He didn't even want that guy in there at this point. And he's taking a wine cooler. I don't know what you're thinking. Okay, it's one wine cooler. What's a big deal? It would have been a big deal if it was just one of them. But as we looked at this guy who shouldn't have been there in the first place, sitting in a corner on a TV, hogging a TV all to himself when everybody else is on the other side of the room, we looked at the floor and we realized that there are three wine coolers on the ground and one in his hand. Of the 12 left that were for the owner of the home and the owner of the refrigerator that was cordoned off in the refrigerator that everybody else, even all the people in the house, knew not to touch, this guy had taken 4 of the 12. And he was heading back to the refrigerator. Oh, no. You have friends that are actually friends like that, right? Because you have a circle of friends, right? You have a really core group of friends. Maybe you went to high school with them. Maybe you went to college with them. Maybe you became fast friends 15 years ago and you have so much in common. You have such a connection that you became rock solid friends. Some people, you meet them and you know they're going to be lifelong friends, right? Then you have that next group, but these are people that are cool with, and they come to the house every once in a while. They come to the parties. You meet them someplace. You hang out with them, but they don't come to your house all the time. And then you have that. There's a part where there's an outside of the circle where you're right at friend, and on the other side is I don't know you. And this guy was standing on that line, teetering back and forth, and he was behaving like he was in the core circle, which he wasn't. Ooh. We have those friends. You may even have relatives like that. I don't, but I have people that I knew like that, and I got rid of them very quickly because they don't know when to stop. They don't know that you shouldn't take more than one wine cooler. You shouldn't have taken any wine coolers, but he took 4, and he was heading back to the refrigerator. And I'm not a betting man, but if I was going to put money down, my money would be he's going to go back for another wine cooler. Think about it. A third of the wine coolers that the guy cordoned off for himself were gone, and they were gone because of a person he didn't even want in his house in the first place. Like, really, why is this guy still here? The person who brought you, who will be reprimanded the next time he comes in contact with my friend, I'm sure. That guy, it's like leaving that guy in my friend's house, and it was the other guy's friend too, leaving that guy in the house with him would be the equivalent of somebody coming in your house. Everybody else took their shoes off and put on the booties. You know, some people don't like shoes in their house, right? And this person walks in, stomps across your floor with some muddy feet, and then goes, "You take care of that," and walks out and leaves the mud on the floor. Doesn't even call you back to say, "I'm so sorry, I don't know what I was thinking. I will pay to have it cleaned." Oh, heck no, this was not that. This guy was human. Muddy footprints on a white carpet. And I know my friend. And he's not, like I said, he's not the type of guy that's Mr. Confrontational. He's not one of those guys. But he loves his wine coolers. And he doesn't feel like driving 15 minutes to get it again. And the guy was heading towards his wine cooler. He was literally going to go for the fifth wine cooler. Why? And my friend goes, "Hey! Huh? Yo, take a soda, man. Leave them wine coolers alone." Oh, okay, I didn't know. You didn't know, really? There are people that just don't get it. There are people that don't get it. There are guys that will flirt with your girlfriend, right? And they're friendly with you. I remember one guy, I might have talked about it on a podcast. I was with this girl, there was no chance anything was going to happen. But he's lived near, he goes to my girlfriend's house, of apartment at the time, right? And she's taking out the trash. Now, I just wasn't there. I usually would go over to her apartment, and if she needed anything heavy moved or, you know, I would do it when I was there. And I was only about 15 minutes away. So the trash would have gotten taken out, the heavy stuff. She's taking it out. He comes up, right? And what does he do? He goes, "Oh, man, I'm surprised he won't even help you out, man. You know, he was really a good boyfriend. He'd help you out." He tried to couch it as a joke. I didn't know about it. She told me about it. And he would always have these little digs all the time, right? Smiled in my face, little digs all the time. And at the time, I was a little more passive aggressive than I am now, because now I'll just walk up to you and go, "Man, shut your punk mouth up. Cut that crap." I'll walk right up to you and tell you. But at the time, I was a little more passive aggressive, a little more sneaky. Oh, yeah. So when I saw him with his wife, who he was scared of, not physically scared of, but he was a bit of a punk when it comes to his wife, right? So I was talking to my girlfriend and his wife was within earshot. And I wasn't jealous, but I pretended I was. "So why that guy always coming over here taking the trash out? What's he trying to do? He trying to step to you or something?" And she's looking at me like, "What? What?" And I put a smile on my face. And now she's laughing because she thinks I'm joking. And I am joking. But I also want her to hear it. Yeah, I said it. And in my 20s, and you know, I was, like I said, I was a little more passive aggressive. A little more sneaky than I am now. And I said it. Right? And she walks in the house waving that. You know how when you joke with your wife or your girlfriend and they wave you off like, "My boyfriend / husband's being wacky again." She waved her hands at me as if to say, "Stop joking," and walked in the house. I, of course, stared at her delicious buttocks, which I would be enjoying momentarily. But I could hear the footsteps downstairs. Oh, yeah. He was outside with his wife. Oh, yeah. Going to come into my girlfriend's house and try to trash me. Oh, I got something for your punk behind. I could hear her footsteps as they were walking to the car. And as a man who's lived with women and dated women and loves women and pays close attention to any woman that's around him, I know angry footsteps when I hear them. And if you're a married man, lived with a woman, or you're over the age of 26 years old, and you've loved women and been in long-term relationships, you know when your woman, your lady, your wife, the love of your life is angry, whether she says it or not. You can hear the way she's walking. You can tell by the way she's breathing. You can tell by the way she carries her purse in her arm. You can tell by the way she brushes her teeth. And you can tell by every tiny thing. I'm listening to her, and I've heard her walk up and down the steps a million times. But I've also know, like I said, I know what the angry walk sounds like. And she's got the angry walk. Oh, yeah. She's walking to the car. She normally walked beside him. Oh, no, she didn't walk beside him. She walked in front of him. Oh, yeah. Snatched the keys out of her hand, his hands, opened up the passenger side door, right? She motioned for him to walk around to the other side, and then she slid the keys across the top of his car. Oh, yeah. Have a good time at dinner, Bob. Oh, I know Bob's night was ruined, but you don't come into my girlfriend's house trashing me about the... By the way, I took out the trash like I said I would. But he didn't have to do that. All he had to do was go, oh, let me help you out and take the trash out. But he didn't get it. He had to stay longer than he would just so he could trash me. And guess what happened, punk? You mess with the bull, you get the horns. And I don't want to be indelicate, but when I would go over to my girlfriend's house and, you know, give her the business so good she thinks it's Christmas, if you understand what I'm saying, we could hear Bob downstairs with his wife. We knew, I mean, we couldn't actually hear what they were doing because everybody in the apartment building was smart enough to turn up the music. But we also would pay close enough attention to know how long is the music playing, right? But as it turns out, we played music, the long versions. I'm S. Anthony, right? But there was no music coming from Bob's place. Oh, no. No music Monday, no music Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, maybe a little bit of music on Sunday, but not Monday through Saturday. But when I went to visit my girl Monday through Saturday, oh, we played music. Oh, yeah. But he didn't. Why? That's right. It was my fault. Deal with it, sucker. It's great. Let me just reminisce about ruining Bob's week. Yeah, trying to trash me. What you get, punk? Yeah, this is a long time ago, but I still love it. Anyway, so what I was saying was, listen, we have to know not to overstay our welcome. We have to realize that we should mind our own business. We shouldn't take our pain in the buttness, because that's what it is, pain in the buttness. That guy at my friend's house, pain in the buttness. Bob, but that's not his real name. Bob running his mouth, trying to trash me in front of my girlfriend at the time, pain in the buttness. And I never want to be a person that subjects other human beings to pain in the buttness. And I know that if you're intelligent enough and have good enough taste to listen to me, you, of course, will not subject other people to pain in the buttness, will you? Will you, people? Of course we won't. Fantastic. It's amazing how all of you in all those different countries sound like me turning my head slightly to the right of the microphone and speaking in a high voice. It's amazing. Moving on. But I just have one more thing. You know what's not a pain in the butt? Having fantastic listeners. Especially the kind of listeners that will rate and review this podcast and give it 5 stars and the kind of people who will tell other people about the podcast, and the kind of people who, if they're listening on Spotify, will follow this podcast. And if they're listening on anything else, subscribe to this podcast and come back every time, because you'll know the podcast came out because you subscribed and it'll alert you. You dig? Of course you do. Much love, my family. My podcast family around the world, much love to you. Thank you for coming back, my friends. We will talk again next time about something else just as weird as this. Much love to you all. Take care.